Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. If you've got that faith, if you've got the belief, if you trust God and His Word, you're going to step out in a new realm. You can't go into 2020 being the same as you are in 2019. You saw a lot in 2019. Great. Now you're going to change a lot in 2020. Listen to what I'm saying. You're going to change. You saw a lot. Now you're going to change a lot. Change yourself and change situations. Come on. We're going to make some declarations coming up. The Passion Translation says, you will pronounce something to be and He will make it so. Light will break out across all of your paths. You're going to decree it. You're going to declare it. You're going to prophesy it. You're going to proclaim it. And God's going to bring it to pass and you're going to see it. Come on. Come on. Listen, God's arm is not too short that He cannot do this. God is all powerful. We serve a living, loving God. He's really alive and He's really God and He can really turn and do absolutely anything. But you're going to have to be a believer and you're going to have to believe that all things are possible to me because I believe. I believe every word that God speaks. If you can get to that point, you believe the word of God like Joshua and Caleb, you will see results. You will see results. Amen. I spoke to God. My wife's going to be happier, my children, I'm sure. I spoke to God. I said, Lord, the one thing I want to get under control this year is complete patience. He said, you start decreeing it already. And I did. I am patient. I am patient. You don't believe me? Get in front of me in Dunkin' Donuts. I'll just smile and wave. I'm just going to smile and wave, boys. I am patient. I'm not going to try to race you to the drive-through. I used to go over the ramps, you know, those little speed bumps. I'd take a back road because I saw a car coming. Boom, 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 boom. And try to get in front of people. I am patient. I am patient. I decree, I prophesy, and I declare over my life patience. I have all the patience of God. I operate from the fruits of the Spirit. Ba-ba-da-da-da. Come on. How many of you can say over yourself, I walk and I operate out of the fruits of the Spirit? Praise God. And God desires His people to create with their words as they proclaim His truth into the spiritual atmosphere. Many breakthroughs are going to come for kingdom advancement and establishment in your life. Listen, how? Through decrees out of my mouth. Many breakthroughs will come for kingdom advancement and establishment in your own life through decrees in this coming year. I believe the Lord is saying that this is a decade of declaration. Don't declare, that bears witness with your heart, Pastor Joe. Don't declare what the enemy said, what the television said, what Hollywood said, what the book said, unless it's the good book, the Bible. You declare only what God says. Only the Word of God. And I know it's hard sometimes. I know you want to just let it all hang out and throw your toys out of the cot. But the problem with that is you're going to have to repent, get out the cot and put them all back in. Just speak the word of God. Do the word of God. Obey the word of God. It's not easy, but it's doable because I've got the Holy One, the greater one inside me, helping me to be loving, gentle, kind, quick to forgive, and quick to forget, and quick to move on. I'll say that again. Quick to forgive, quick to forget, and quick to move on. And I'm not going to get resentment, retaliation, and revenge. Come on. Oh, come on. Don't look at me like that. You all do it. Resentment, resistant, retaliation, and revenge. That's the fourth one. Don't want that. Quick to forgive, quick to forget, and quick to move on with God. How cool is that? Problem is, I played possum too much, and I'm done with that. Declaration, listen, the year of declaration over ourselves, over our families, over our churches, over our neighbors, and over our nations. Yes. Not nation, nations. Yes. God said, I will give you the nations of the world in Psalm 8. I will give you the nations of the world. We're going to declare over the, I'm going to declare over South Africa. Yes. Many from Haitia, from Iran and other places over here right now, are going to declare over the nations you're from as well, not just America. There's Americans in here, there's naturalized Americans, and then there's ones like myself and all the other kind that we can say we're American now, but we still come from other nations. Yeah. And we can decree, prophesy, and declare over those nations, over Mexico, yeah, over Trinidad, over South Africa, over Africa, over Russia. Over any place we can, and we're going to do it. Can you say amen? We're done coming in for a landing. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. When you do it God's way, the International Standard Version says, this set of instruction is not to cease being part of your conversations. Other words, the word of God, let it come out of your mouth. Let it come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. There's a song that goes, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Appropriate time of the year, right? Let it flow. Let the word of God flow out of your mouth. Let it flow out of your mouth. It actually says, let it snow, right? Yes. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Hey, hallelujah. And then most of us are singing, the weather outside is frightful. We're going to let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. You're nasty to me, let it flow. You're ugly to me, let it flow. You want to get hold of me, let it flow. My wife is brilliant at this stuff because me, I'm South African Lebanese. Revenge has been big on my list. No, it has for years. And I don't do it anymore in that. But sometimes I still get the feeling. She says, Love overcomes a multitude of sins. You got to love. You got to bless people that abuse you. That scripture keeps coming back to me when she says things like that. Love those that abuse you. Love those that are spiteful to you. It's not easy, but let it flow. Just let it flow. I hate you. You're such a man. I love you. And let it flow. Okay. Here we go. Finished. The word meditate is out of the Hebrew. I don't know how you say it. Haga is number 1897, which means literally, listen, to meditate means literally this, to utter, to mutter, to murmur, to make a sound, to moan, to growl, to muse, and to speak. He says, then you will make your way prosperous. Then you'll have good success. You start speaking the word of God over the situations, and you are going to see that everything's about to change in my life. I'm so excited because I am finally in control. Finally, I'm going to produce my future. Finally, I'm going to walk into the destiny that He has prepared for me before the foundation of the world. I'm not going to try to get to that destination that He prepared for me my way. I'm going to do it Yahweh. And I'm going to get to that destination. And that destination is the fruits of the Spirit is going to get me there quicker than the anger of my own personal opinion. Amen. Amen. Come on. Now, you have some ways that the declarations may work. Let's stand to our feet. I'm going to decree something. You're going to say it after me. And then the rabbi is going to come up. And if Dave, we can find him, he's going to blow the shofar. And you're going to speak a blessing over the people. Amen. So I want you to decree this now. You saw the word. He says, murmur, speak, utter, mutter. He says, he created everything with the word and the breath of his mouth. We saw that. He said that he's put words in your mouth and you'll see it come to pass. He said, you will decree a thing and it will be established unto you and you will see it. Can you say amen? Amen. I want you to say this with meaning, with feeling. This is for your life, for your new year, for your decade. You ready? It's not a lot, but we're going to say it. Decree and say this after me. Say, I decree. It is a time of restoration. I declare divine order will be established. I prophesy liars and lies will be exposed. I proclaim authority will be realized. I decree blessings extend to every mountain of influence. I declare a greater anointing in my life. I prophesy dreams and visions. I proclaim divine order will be established in my life. I decree a great outpouring of Holy Spirit. I declare pockets of revival all over the world. I prophesy a hunger for God. Say this, say, I declare the impossible is possible. I declare I am the righteousness of God. I declare no more holdups, no more procrastination. No more cancellations, no more setbacks, no more delays, no more distractions. I declare wells to be unblocked, hindrances to be removed. I prophesy peace into my spirit. I prophesy joy in my family. I decree a greater anointing in my life. I prophesy focus in my dealings. I declare wisdom from God. I declare direction from Holy Spirit. I choose integrity. I choose honesty. I choose love and forgiveness. I choose the fruits of the Spirit. I choose God in 2020. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now you just let out. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Go to my picture, the last picture, please. You just declared something out of your mouth, and it's like a fire that consumes everything in front of it. My picture up, please, the last picture. Remember, your mouth speaks and creates. Can you remember that? Look at that. That's what you just did now. You prophesied and you decreed and you declared into your future, into the things that are going to affect your life. You've let out something that is going to burn all the chaff and is going to bring this thing to pass in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Rabbi, I'm going to go with the shofar.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western